Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 102. But first let's review lesson 101.
Read Jimmy's card to me, please, Penny. I have just arrived in Scotland and I'm staying at a youth hostel. Eh? He says, he's just arrived in Scotland. He says he's staying at a youth hostel. You know, he's a member of the YHA. The what? The YHA, Mum. The Youth Hostels Association. What else does he say? I'll write a letter soon. I hope you are all well. What? Speak up, Penny. I'm afraid I can't hear you. He says he'll write a letter soon. He hopes we are all well. Love, Jimmy. Is that all? He doesn't say very much, does he? He can't write very much on a card, Mum.
好，上一节课我们其实学了很重要的一个语法点，叫做 direct speech and indirect speech。那今天我们就详细的来看这两种用法。第一，在 direct speech 和 indirect speech 转换之中，我们首先要注意的是人称的变化。好，请看第一个表格。直接引语是 She said, I like tennis. 变成间接引语 She said that she liked tennis. 也就是把原来 she 换成了 I. 然后呢把 like 变成了 liked. 那大家有没有发现引号内的第一人称变化要跟主句的人称保持一致，所以我们有三个字叫做依随主。第二个表格 He said to Lily, you must get up early. He told Lily that she must get up early. 那引号内的第二人称在变间接引语后要与主句宾语的人称保持一致，那就是二随宾。这个二呢就是指第二人称，宾呢是指原来主句中的宾语。第三种情况，请看表格。She said that to me, they want to help him. She told me that they wanted to help him. 那么引号内的第三人称在变间接引语后不需要做任何人称的变化，这就是三不变。所以在直接引语变间接引语时，我们有一个口诀叫做一随主，二随宾，三不变。好，那么我们再看啊，由直接引语再转变成间接引语时，还会引起时态的变化。下面有几个方面是值得大家注意的，我来举些例子。She often says, all men and women are equal under the law. 那么主句的动词为一般现在时或现在完成时，从句的动词时态是不需要发生变化的，所以这句话应该是 She often says that all men and women are equal under the law. 下一个例句，一般现在时的句子 I know it, he said. 变成间接引语 He said that he knew it. 也就是说从句的动词时态要进行相应的变化，那主句是一般过去时的时候，也要把它变成一般过去时。好，请看下一个例句，现在进行时 I'm making coffee for you all, she said. 变成间接引语 She said she was making coffee for us all.也就是现在进行时要变成过去进行时。好，下一个例句 I have seen her before, said he. 我曾经见过她，变成间接英语。She said she had seen her before. 那么现在完成时再变间接英语时要变成过去完成时。那么一般过去是怎么变化呢？ I saw her last Monday, he said. 变成间接英语。He said he had seen her the previous Monday. 也就是说一般过去时变成了过去完成时。那过去完成时怎么变呢？ Do you know Rick had been ill in bed before many days till he died? Jack asked.变成间接英语。Jack asked, if I knew Rick had been ill in bed for many days till he died. 过去完成时在间接英语中还是要用过去完成时，只是注意人称的变化就可以了。我们来看一般将来时怎么变。He said, we shall start tomorrow. 变成 He said, they would start the next day.一般将来时变成过去将来时。现在让我们来总结一下，间接引语和直接引语在转化时时态会发生哪些变化呢？一般现在时会变成一般过去时，现在完成时变成过去完成时，现在进行时变成过去进行时，一般将来时变成过去将来时，而过去完成时和一般过去时都要变成过去完成时。总而言之，就是一般现在的这种状态呢，基本上都要转换成过去时态相应的一个对策。好了，那我们下面要注意的是，有些情况并不需要发生改变。第一，当表达不变的真理时，我们来看直接引语。The teacher said to the students,Water freezes when the temperature falls below 0°C. 变成间接英语。The teacher told the students that the water freezes when the temperature falls below 0°C. 此时我们的时态不需要变成过去时。第二，表达经常的一种习惯。For example, he said to the doctor, I smoke 2 packs every day.变成 He told the doctor that he smokes 2 packs every day. 同样不需要变时态。表达历史事件时 The teacher said World War II ended in 1945. The teacher said that World War II ended in 1942. 这个时候并不需要把过去时变成过去完成时。第四种情况，有部分的情态动词变化时也是不需要变化的。比如说 She said to me, you must hurry up. 变成 She said that I must hurry up. 像这样子的情态动词有 must, ought to, used to 和 had better. 第三点我们要注意的是，用直接引语变成间接引语时，下列一些代词、形容词、副词、动词都可能要产生变化。下面我们来看这样子的表格。直接引语 this 要变成间接引语时换成 that, these, those, now, then, ago, before or earlier, today, that day, tomorrow, the dayThe following day or the next day. The day after tomorrow, 我们要变成 in 2 days' time. Yesterday, the day before. Last night, the night before. The day before yesterday, 2 days before. 有的时候 come 要变成 go, here 要变成 there. Okay.Now let's open our books and turn to page 102. Now let's listen to the repetition drill.
Lesson 102, repetition drill. Look at lesson 102. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at number 3. I am cold.
What's that? She says she is cold. Look at number five. I have a cold. What's that?
He says he has a cold. Look at number 10. I need a license.
What's that? She says she needs a license.
Now you do the same. Ready? Look at number 3. I'm cold.
What's that? She says she is cold. Look at number 5. I have a cold. What's that?
He says he has a cold. Look at number 10. I need a license.
What's that? She says she needs a license. Look at number 16. I shall sell this house. What's that?
He says he will sell this house.
Look at number 7. I have an earache. What's that?
He says he has an earache.
Look at number 9. I want a haircut. What's that?
He says he wants a haircut.
Look at number 15. We must repair this car. What's that? They say they must repair this car.
Look at number 6. I've got a headache.
What's that? She says she's got a headache.
Look at number 12.
We want some money. What's that? They say they want some money.
Look at number 3. I feel cold.
What's that? She says she feels cold.
Lesson 102. 因为你的身份不同，所以你当听耶稣的话。马太福音有这样一段，耶稣说，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。耶稣说，你们听见有话说，只是我告诉你们。耶稣十分了解当时犹太教和世俗的教导，所以他清楚地提醒我们，他有不同的教导，而听他话语的人是他说话的对象，天父的儿子。世间有许多人，每一个人都有自己的想法，这是上天给我们的思想自由和言论自由，所以上帝允许世界上有很多不一样的言论。魔鬼也借着他的儿女撒旦魔鬼的谎言，让我们不再相信和信靠上帝的话语，目的就是引诱我们犯罪。正如我们在伊甸园看到的那样，上帝和魔鬼的战斗最初是话语上的战斗，最终却演变成这世上全方位残酷的斗争，使得整个世界如同人间炼狱。相信魔鬼话语的人心中怀疑上帝的慈爱，不再完全相信上帝的大能和拯救，于是他们心中没有平安，只有恐惧；没有喜乐，只有忧虑；没有信心，只有怀疑和猜忌。使徒彼得教导上帝的儿女们说，你们要用坚固的信心抵制魔鬼。那赐诸般恩典的上帝曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂时苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。这样看来，相信上帝话语的人虽然经历苦难，但是上帝话语亲自坚定上帝儿女的信心。靠着对上帝慈爱的信心，上帝顺命的儿女有力量战胜苦难和魔鬼的欺骗。让我们安息在上帝的话语主耶稣基督里得喜乐，因为你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得到的力量。 是你们的喜乐。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。Thank you.